Morning, Adam. How are you?
Good morning, guys. How are we doing?
Very well, thanks. Nice to have you on the show again. Now, the loss you had to Adelaide the other day, I read a quote that you said the players were just exhausted after the game. How tough has this season been?
Yeah, pretty tough. Obviously, added on to the injuries, this is where, we basically were left with an 8-man rotation, which then went down to 7 when Sean Bruce got a knock to the head, and we had obviously concussion protocol and take care of that. So a game which we had our chances to win it, and would have been nice to end up in a win in end of regulation. We just ran out of legs in overtime. So, you add in the fact that, the season's a bit longer than usually it is, and there's extra games with our injuries. It's just starting to weigh up, but, definitely not using that as an excuse. The guys are obviously very eager to stay in the top 4, so mentally, we're tough. We're just going to make sure we do the right things looking after our bodies.
Yeah, I was going to ask, Adam, how do you manage that? How do you get the balance between if you're not playing your absolute best, so you need to work on things to get better, how do you still get that at training but also allow the players to rest, to recover, and to be mentally as fresh as they can be come game day?
Yeah, it's a tricky one. So, obviously, we're starting to do it now a little bit where we, we taper back a little bit on the video sessions. We taper back on the duration of practice, so we manage how long we spend time on feet. And so with that, when we are practicing, we want to make sure that, we're hitting some pretty important cues. So, it's a juggling act, and by no means am I saying we've perfected it, but, we're definitely coaching in a way that, we're trying to be aware of it. So when we are on court or when we are in the film session, it's like, all right, guys, I'm not going to hold you for long, but I need you to pay attention to this. And for the most part, to the boys' credit, we're switched on. It's never been lapses in defensive assignments. It's just been a couple of errors where, Adelaide couldn't miss in the second half, and it was a couple of poor rotations by us and missed box outs. But in terms of execution and the actual scout side of things, we pretty much nailed it for the most part, aside just from a few lapses. So we're getting there, but, there's always room for improvement.
And what about for you personally, Adam? Have you enjoyed this head coach role, extra media, extra pressure, expectation? How have you dealt with it?
Yeah, it's been a juggling act. The basketball's never been an issue for it. I've always enjoyed that aspect of it.
Yeah.
The media attention, obviously the scrutiny and the criticism that all comes with it. Trev was probably one of my former boss at Perth. He was probably the best I've ever known just to be able to block all that out. And you probably get that through experience. But, that comes with the terrain too. So that's part of the job. And it's not, by no means, it's not a negative thing. It's just, here it is. You're in the hot seat, and, there's people you have to answer to, and there's things that you need to do. You get that obviously with experience, and I continue to look forward to experiencing that. But yeah, the basketball side of it's been good. That's my bread and butter, I like to think, and everything else has been a learning curve.
Adam, can I ask you, mate? After coaching against Adelaide the other night, and Josh Giddey was in the 36ers team, and they're talking about him being a first round NBA draft pick. Is he as good as what we're led to believe?
Yeah, or the one thing that was probably best explained to me was there was an import that came out to the league. He played for Adelaide 36ers. It would have been about 5 or 6 years ago, and his name was Terrence Ferguson. And Terrence was an 18-year-old. And back, this was before NextStars. So Joey Wright sort of was a pioneer, I guess, in bringing out these pre-NBA draft dudes. And Terrence Ferguson averaged 5 points a game coming off the bench for Adelaide.
Yeah.
And he ended up being picked 21 in the first round pick to Oklahoma. And, naturally everybody sort of goes, oh, how's a dude who averages 5 points a game, become a first round pick? And the way it was explained to me by a couple of NBA dudes was, these guys are treated like stock. Where's the potential? Where's their ceiling at? And, Terrence Ferguson was this 6'7" athletic 3-and-D guy. And so there was, one, there's a market for that. And secondly, they see the potential and the value in how you could develop him into an NBA player. So on the flip side of that, now, present day with Josh Giddey, you're talking about a 6'8" point guard who is getting stats. Like, he is doing well, and, you know, people will naturally say, oh, you know, he could be a better defender, or he could be a better shooter, or he could be, you know, and, like, rightly so, yes, he's 18. He's going to be better in everything.
Yeah.
So when you look at his market value or his stock, you know, his stock right now, I mean, it's going to go through the roof in the next 5 to 6 years when he's got a couple of years under his belt as an NBA player. So, I mean, I guess that's the long answer to a short answer, which is, while people may be critical of, you know, aspects of his game, he's 18 and his best basketballs, you know, basketball players usually have your best basketballs in your late 20s, early 30s. So if he's already performing at the rate he's doing, and he's still technically got another 10 years to develop his game for his best basketball, yeah, he's, you know, he has all the physical tools and he's great character. So that ticks a lot of boxes for personality. Everything else is just going to be, you know, what happens in his basketball timeline.
Fair to say you got a very important game against Brisbane tomorrow night. Who do you have to shut down?
Yeah, I mean, they do a great job with Sobey. You know, Sobey's easily one of the most dynamic and experienced, and, you know, he's just a great basketball player. So if we sort of let him do what he wants to do, you know, we're going to be in a bit of trouble. And this is the unfortunate thing of our last game, is we've sort of gone back to the pack with everybody else. So where we could have actually gotten a little bit of breathing space and, you know, gone into this weekend, you know, a little bit more relaxed. The reality is now is, you know, these are must-win games for us if we want to stay in touch or stay in the top four. So Sobey's a big part of that, and you've got to make sure we do a good job with him.
Well, Adam, it's been great to have you on the show. Good luck against Brisbane and for the rest of the season.
Awesome. Appreciate it, guys. Thanks for having us.